Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up. It's 10 p.m. Sunday night. You know what that means. That's right, brother. You know that means it's time for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Starring me, Mao, but actually it's starring all the wonderful bands that I get to play week in and week out. They're indie music. They're these young, hungry, not so young. They're hungry bands that aren't signed to any major label, and they are for your listening pleasure. And tucked in around that, I will, you know, share my musings about stupidity and other lies. I kid. Sadly, no Dr. Morbius this week. Long story short, he couldn't be into the studio, but I'm hopeful that next week he'll be right next door, not right next to me in the studio, and you know, it'll be a lot more entertaining for you all out there. I did get some great news this week. You know, Radio St. Pete top down management gave me a message saying that I'm getting some good download numbers, and you know, there's some indie bands out there following us. So hey, let's start off the show with a little bit of self promo. If you are in an indie band and you're like, hey, that could be us on air, well, why don't you send me an email? Honestly, I promise. If you get your music to me, I'll play it and I'll plug you and I'll say, aren't these guys awesome? Well, I usually say, aren't these guys awesome? Because most of the music that I get a hold of, I really love, you know. So anyway, how can you get a hold of Mao? Good question. Grab a piece of paper. I'll wait. Waiting. At this point, you're fumbling around. I know I have a pen somewhere. And where's a piece of paper? Okay, you back? Come on, indie band. Get on the ball here. So what you're going to do is you're going to write an email to zenbone@hotmail.com. That's zenbone@hotmail.com. And put in the title something like Indie Band or Indie Circuit or Hey Mao, M-O-W. I know it looks like Mo, but umlauts, Mao. So yeah, so hey Mao, and don't be hateful, and then then we'll work out how to get a hold of your music, how I can get your music, and how we can start, you know, playing you on air. It's just that simple. It's just that simple for this band I'm playing right now.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Before you were, I was a punk before you. walk to a place where I spread. Genie walked out of the home of the bride. Whoa. I'm
Son, a woman is a lot like, a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
All right, that was Electric Frankenstein. I played I Was Punk Before You Was Punk, Home of the Brave, Running with the Boss Sound, and The Chain. And of course, then I had to put in my favorite little Homer clip. One of my favorite Homer clips from The Simpsons, which, funny stuff. Hey, all you out there in listener land, Mao here. Do you ever just want to make a difference in the world? Do you ever want to give back, make the world a better place? Sure, we all do. But how? So many choices and challenges. Well, here's a really good one you could do. Why don't you go to projectpinball.org? That's an organization that puts pinball machines in hospitals, children's hospitals. What could be better than that? Not much. It's very easy. Go to projectpinball.org, donate, sign up for some raffles. Every little bit counts. I'll make it even easier. Why don't you just look them up on Facebook? Everyone has Facebook, right? Of course they do. So you look up projectpinball.org on Facebook. Help out that way. Spread the word. Make the world a better place. I'm asking you. Takes a moment of your time. You know, I'll be like, oh, for only 33 cents a day, you could sponsor a pinball machine. I'm not going to do that, but I am going to say, go to projectpinball.org. Give a little bit. Make the world a better place right now. Go do it. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
No, so, man, holy commercial breaks, Batman. For those of you who may not know or may not listen to the show regularly, I started taking guitar lessons a couple weeks ago, and it's actually very exciting because before that I would just kind of noodle around and not really play with any... I never really had any goals or anything like that, you know. But what I did was I would be wheeling and dealing on all this equipment, so I have this really good guitar equipment for someone who's virtually a beginner guitar skill set, which that's kind of sad. Boy, talk about consumerism, falling into the trap. I'm very proud of the stuff I have because love it. But and I also work on guitars and buy and sell and all that kind of stuff. But to finally be formally taking classes and getting out there, it's a whole lot of fun, and I've really been enjoying the whole experience. I need to get better. my guitar teacher is very encouraging, and I actually found her through what was it called, like takelessons.com, I think that's what it is. Yeah, takelessons.com. Like, you go out there and you just kind of type in where you're located, and it's kind of a finder, you know. And it's one of those things where I just happened upon a person that was near to me, and I was like, I've had lessons before with guys, and I was like, well, let's try something different, you know. So I chose a female on there who was in bands and stuff like that, and then I tried it out, and it turns out she lives like four or five houses down from where I actually live. It was very odd. One of those things where you're like, huh? It's almost impossible, you know. Clearwater is a very, if you don't live in the area, Clearwater is a very dense suburb, if you will, of Tampa, you know, and it's just one of those things where finding someone that lives right next to you is really impossible. I also, on Saturday, I had run out, I found an amp on Craigslist, because part of wheeling and dealing all the time just means you're always kind of looking and buying and selling and stuff like that. I have a really nice big Fender tube amp, a deluxe reverb, that is just a gorgeous tube amp. But, you know, the funny thing is, in a home application, you know, it's never been above two. And that, so it's not, you're not getting the real rich sound, you know. So I went out and I wanted just a solid state amp. The difference between a tube and a solid state is like, a solid state's all electronics, you know. So I found this Vox online. I'll talk about that after the next music break.
We'll be right back. of New Orleans. New Orleans. New Orleans to Chicago. Mexico to Los Angeles, to LA, Los Angeles, LA to Los Angeles, San Francisco, City by the City Francisco, San Francisco. Francisco. Thank you.
You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak him. Leg her down and smack him, yak him. Cole got to be. You know? Shit.
All right, on the other side of the break, that was One Man Machine from the CD Get My Sound. I played Trains and Yellow Moon Crashing Waves. Pretty groovy, eh? Another break coming up. Hold on.
Who are you?
We are the Knights. Who say? Ni!
No, not ni, the knights who say ni.
Someplace in this world where we can live in peace with our people.
He is from a future world. Trapped in another time. Searching for his past. A hunter of incredible power and strength. In his quest for his origin, he and the woman he loves must fight hostile tribes. Battle deadly beasts. And try to survive the violent forces of a newly born Earth. He is the warrior known as Yor. His medallion holds the key to his destiny. His courage makes him master of a world in chaos. His enemy uses the weapons of tomorrow to enslave a primitive planet. But his passion for freedom will set his people free. You're the hunter from the future.
No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
Well, that commercial break wasn't very relevant. You're the hunter from the future. But in the past. Yes, I like old movies. In fact, me and my friend Dr. Morbius often do B-movie reviews on our weekly podcast. If you like old B-movies, you might want to check it out. You should go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com, and that's the name of the show, Slow Robot Agogo. Or you can, of course, go to bunchofdorks.com, and there you're going to find three long-running podcasts that I've been doing for all of time, I should say. The Slow Robot Agogo is the B through Z grade movies that we review. The middle one is called Two Dimension Podcast. I'm not on that one, but those are friends of mine. They talk about comic books, and boy, do they know a lot about comic books. And then the bottom one is the longest running podcast in the history of the universe. That is called Bunch of Dorks. It's up to show 310. It's been going for over 10 years. It's just like this one, but a little bit more risque, so I don't have any kids in the room if you're listening. And yeah, so that's bunchofdorks.com for more of this kind of goodness. And if you like comic book scans and all kinds of B-movie stuff, Dr. Morbius has his own site. So it's called Destination Nightmare. So you can check out Destination Nightmare. And it gets like a billion hits a second. It's an amazing place. And if you like hot rods, you can go to the wannabehotrod.blogspot.com. Wow, that is a lot of shilling, isn't it? Let's go to some music break to wash the taste out of our mouths, shall we?
Wait a minute. I'm a reasonable guy, but I've just experienced some very unreasonable things.
Down, but with a rebel grin, the spoils will hit it again, trying to burn the damn place down. And guys like us will never change. We rattle, roll, or maybe rearrange for sure. It's what we do. Like us, we realize sometimes too late in others' eyes that life goes on. It's sweet and blue. Yeah, that's the way it is for guys like me and you. Rock and roll dreams. And mom's been gone for almost 7 years, and boys moved on, it seems. And you and me will talk every now and then, 1,000 miles apart, saying how we ought to get together again and maybe give it a brand new start. We'll raise our fists, guitars ablaze with electric fire. You know it always pays to dream. It's what we do. And guys like us will never change. We'll rock until our dying. We'll never learn. We fade away, or maybe your heart is for me, you see, 'cause I'm not sure that you can ever change, and I know that it seems a little strange with someone usual.
Turn that down just a little bit.
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Melton.
All right. That was Ricky Wilcox and the Moonsnakes. The CD was Last Day on Planet Earth. Well, CD is Last Day on Planet Earth. Pardon my tense. I played Honda Prelude, Guys Like Me and You, and Sad and Beautiful. Kind of sad, like depressing sounding thing there. Anyway, so I ran out and got this new amp, and it's a modeling amp, a Vox solid state amp, and really dig it. You know, it's a lot more amp than what I paid for, I'll tell you that much. I got it a good deal, scouring Craigslist. I know you have a lot of bad experiences on Craigslist, but you know, I don't know, there's a lot of good stuff too. You just gotta know how to be protected and also know what you're looking for, you know. So all is well. Got a super clean, really cool amp that I am now practicing on day in, day out.
このポッドキャストを聞いて、あなたは普段より数倍賢くなるでしょう。
A man who loved with fierce, demanding passion. monster who ran wild in a reign of terror that spread murder in his trail. The thing that went wrong in the secret atomic laboratory afflicted him with the most hideous curse ever visited on man, forcing him to cower in the darkness like a hunted animal. For one touch of the sun's bright rays transformed him into the reptilian Jekyll and Hyde monstrosity who couldn't control his lust to kill.
このポッドキャストを聞くとあなたは脳が退化します。
One of the funniest things is though, you know, I bring this amp home and I plug it in and I clean it up first and all that kind of stuff. And I'm fooling around with it and I can't figure out how to make it like not have sound effects, and I can't figure out how to like change the different amps, because this is what they call a modeling amp. So it has 11 presets that are like that mimic the most popular amps in history. Some of the most popular amps in history. And it also has a whole wide array of these really in-depth sound effects, you know, like the wah pedal and some of that chorus echoes. Now, I have many pedals that do a lot of that stuff, usually better, but... And I'm sitting there plugging this, I plug this in and I'm playing it, and usually things used to be intuitive to me, but I guess maybe in old age, I don't know what it is. I'm like, I can't figure out how to not make these sound effects. How do they go away? So, like, I actually had to download the 35-page manual. And I'm like in the process of reading through that, and I was like, okay, patiently, well, that's how you make that go away. And it's just one of those things where, like, I never used to read manuals, but now I find that they're like my lifeblood. You know, I bought a car a couple years ago, and like I found out that there was like a hidden compartment. The thing, it's a tiny little roadster, and it has any space in it. And there's like this hidden trunk, like behind the middle console. And I was on a forum one day, and they're like, you know, they were talking about the hidden compartment. I was like, what hidden compartment? So I took a break from my work, and I went out, and I was like, huh, there it is. And then the one guy was like, don't you guys read your manuals? And I was like, maybe I better read the manuals. So now the amp is clipping along, doing fabulously, that I've read all the little secrets and tips and tricks, and boy, that makes all the difference. I remember things used to be intuitive, but I guess back then when I'm saying things were intuitive, it was like, you know, the black phone with a rotor, rotary numbers. Not hard to figure that out. Things have gotten a little bit more complicated in these modern times. This exciting, crazy stuff. Here's some exciting, crazy music.
Weasley, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything, but I do know it's a pretty amazing planet we live on here.
I really like you. There's no chance we can ever be together?
Only if you could promise me you'll never die.
You know I can't promise that.
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
I promise I will never die.
All right, and that was two songs from one of my favorite bands, Ginny Oops. I played Minx, and then the other name is in Japanese kanji, so I can't read it. I'm very sorry for my ignorance. Boy, you know, and I always pitch the Japan night when it comes around, and I missed the promo dates for this year. I'm really sad that I didn't get a hold of them. The whole group comes over from Japan, Benton Label, Benton Records, and she brings over all these bands, and Ginny Oops is one of them. That's how I first got exposed to them, and I just really love them. You know, they come over with so much energy and so much excitement. They're really fun. It's a really fun Japan Night's a really cool event that happens. It's been happening since 96. I mean, that's a long time. So it's one of those things where it's every year, you know, they hit up the same places. They go to like Austin, Texas and Chicago, and they start and end in San Francisco, I believe. I'm not sure. And I'm sure that schedule is a little bit fluid. But yeah, they're one of the bands that I found when I met Audrey Benton, and I got a hold of some of their stuff, and also Red Bacteria Vacuum. There's a couple that once I found their music, I was just like, oh, I love this music. You know, it's so different and refreshing. That's one thing I do enjoy when I find bands from other countries, you know, Korea and Japan. There's a lot of cool stuff happening, and there's a lot of cool stuff happening in our country as well. You just have to go find it, and that's the whole rub with indie music. It's cool, but it's usually a lot of work getting there and a lot of work getting the stuff, you know, and you got to keep shaking trees and see what you find. And that's going to be it for this week. I think Dr. Morbius will be back with us next week, so that'll be better for you, better for me, better for everyone. He's always adds a little bit of yin to my yang, or vice versa, however you want to do it. My name's Mao. This has been the Indie Circuit, a Radio St. Pete exclusive, and we will see you all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.